So there's a fascinating machlokes between the Ramban and Rashi as the story unfolds of Eliezer's journey to find a wife for Yitzchak. So he meets up, of course, with Rivka. She takes her back to his home, and he meets her brother Lavan, who brings them into the house. And the Torah says, "Vayavo ha'ish habaisa." Eliezer came into the home, "Vayifatach hagmalim," and he untied the camels. Seems to be an extraneous piece of information. Why do we need to know that the camels were untied? So Rashi points out, because this is actually fairly significant, because Abraham's camels were regularly tied in the sense that they were muzzled. Says Rashi, they needed to be untied because on the road, Hiter Zimom Shalom, they were unmuzzled, the muzzles were taken off, in order that the animals, the camels, shouldn't graze in other people's fields along the way, they were muzzled. And the Torah is letting us know that by saying that when they got to Lavan's house, now for the first time they were unmuzzled so that they should be able to eat without having to worry about stealing from other people's property. That's what Rashi comments. The Ramban rejects it. The Ramban says, no, it's a very simple meaning. They were untied, it has nothing to do with the muzzle. What it has to do with is that they had saddles on their backs, and maybe they were tied together. When you would pull a bunch of camels in a group, they would all be tied one to another, and that's all that it simply means, is that they were tied together. Why does the Ramban reject Rashi's approach? So he quotes Rashi, and he says Rashi is in fact quoting from a Medrash. The Medrash is the one that says that the animals were muzzled, but the Ramban says, Rashi, you forgot to keep reading, because if you would have kept reading in the Medrash, you would see that the Medrash rejects that pshat. And the Ramban says, if you continue in the Medrash, and he quotes it, that after quoting this opinion that the reason why they were untied is because they needed to be unmuzzled so they shouldn't graze in other people's fields, the Medrash then continues that two Amorayim, Rabbi Huna and Rabbi Yirmiyah, asked Rabbi Chiya the following question. They said, I don't understand. How can you possibly say that the camels of Avram were muzzled? Lo hayu gmalav shal Avram avinu doimim lechamoro shel Rabbi Pinchas ben Yair? They asked him, were the camels of Avraham not as great as the donkey of Rabbi Pinchas ben Yair? What was the story of Rabbi Pinchas ben Yair? So the Medrash relates that the donkey of Rabbi Pinchas ben Yair was stolen by a bunch of thieves, and when they had it in their possession, they tried to feed it so that it should be able to work for them. And the donkey refused to eat, because as it turned out, the thieves weren't so careful in taking off trumas and maisros from their food, and therefore the food would be unfit for human consumption. A Jew would not be allowed to eat it, it was asur. And the donkey of Rabbi Pinchas ben Yair was on such a level, the Medrash says, it refused to eat from food that had not had appropriate Shumas and Maisa was taken off of it. So the Amorayim asked, they said, so Avram's donkeys, his camels, they needed to be muzzled? What, you were afraid they were going to steal? You were afraid that these camels of Avram Avinu would graze in other people's fields? How can it be less holy than the donkey of Rabbi Pinchas ben Yair? Impossible. Says the Ramban, if you would continue reading in the Medrash, you would see that they reject the previous opinion. They say that that's not why the muzzle was there. There'd be no reason to be concerned with the animal grazing in other people's property. And therefore the Ramban comments that the untying of the camel has simply to do with the saddle or something else. End of the Ramban. I was very troubled by this Ramban. Or what Rashi, how did the Rashi read the Medrash? What's the meaning of this whole thing? So I looked in the Medrash inside, and I saw one of the commentators on the bottom of the Medrash, the Mahadvaz, who is Rabbi Zev Wolf Einhorn, so on the front, comments. He says, Rashi quotes this all the time in Chumash. There are two other instances where Rashi quotes this. Number one is earlier in this week's Parsha, when Eliezer leaves from Avraham's house, the Torah says, Vayikacha eved asor gemalim mi gemalei adono. He took 10 camels from the camels of his master. Why does the Torah need to stress that the camels that he took were the camels of his master? Who else? What other camels would he take? So Rashi points out, Nikarin hayu mishag malim, because the camels of his masters were recognizable from other camels, because they always went out muzzled in order not to graze in other people's fields. Similarly, we find in the dispute between the Roe Lot and the Roe Avram, the dispute between the shepherds of Avram and the shepherds of Lot a couple of parshas ago, there also the Medrash says the whole dispute started because the shepherds of Avram would muzzle all of their animals and the shepherds of Lot wouldn't, and the fight ensued because of that. You're going to graze in other people's fields. So he says, Rashi quotes this all the time, that yes, the camels of Avram Avinu have to be muzzled so that they shouldn't graze in other people's fields. And Rashi says the same thing over here. So he's bothered by the question of the Ramban, as he understands the Medrash, that it couldn't be that the camels of Avram needed to be muzzled because the donkey of Rabbi Pinchas ben Yair didn't have to be so. So what's in fact, so how do you explain? So the Ramban quotes that as a Medrash. So he suggests an answer, this, the Maharaj Ravaz, as to the difference between whether or not it was the personal animal of the Talmud Chacham, whether or not just part of his flock. That the personal animal, the personal donkey of Pinchas ben Yair, that animal you didn't have to worry about, but others you might, and therefore the general animals of Avram you have to be concerned with. But I leave it as that's his suggestion. I leave it as a question in terms of understanding this Ramban. What would be the difference between the donkey of Rabbi Pinchas ben Yair, where the Ramban holds from that, it's Pashut, that if that donkey wouldn't graze, certainly the animals of Avram, and therefore the Ramban says it's impossible, his donkeys, his camels, didn't have to be muzzled, whereas Rashi seems to say regularly throughout, Chumash, that yes, they did have to be, what would be the difference between them?
Oh, the defense of Rashi.
Yeah.
Rashi.
That's what I'm saying, yeah.
Rashi started to write and say the Kabbalah of Avs. Avram wasn't afraid that his animals would, he knew that, but he has to teach people how to behave with their animals.
So they should know. They've had an excellent answer.
And the mentor.
Beautiful. So meanwhile, the Ramban rejects that as far as Pshat. It couldn't be that they were muzzled, but in defense of Rashi, we clearly have to say something, either that distinction that he suggests or that people should know.
And how is it any better the other Pshat? He just untied the animals. Why do we have to know
right,
that?
Right, so the Ramban would be left with that question as to why do we need to know that? That's why. Who cares about that? That Elavim went ahead and did that.
They just drank, so they were unmuzzled anyway.
So anyway, that's their machlokas, a fascinating machlokas in terms of that phrase. Looking at any other interesting answers would be great. That's a beautiful answer that we finally just gave.